All right. It is once again one of my favorite times of the week. 5 p.m. Wednesday, time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. We got brand new chairs here. I'm sitting comfy. It's nice. This is what happens because we do the little fundraisers. We actually get chairs that work.
See that?
We used to have to
ripped upholstery.
These are, you know, these are hardback chairs, but they're, I think they're good for what they do.
They're ergonomic.
I'm liking them. Hope you're comfortable where you are, or hope you can get comfortable, and I hope you can stick with us for the next hour. As always, Heidi, well, I'm Tom Ryan, my lovely wife, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well. We're here every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. trying to bring you a taste of musical history. One small piece that when taken all together, all of these blocks of shows that we do equals something much larger than just the single show. For example, we've for the past 3 or maybe 4 years now, about 4 years, we've been working our way through two simultaneous lists, the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. Together, it's 1,000 albums on the list, and what we've been doing is working our way through them chronologically. We started back in January of 1964, and we've been working our way through time up toward the present. We are right now up to October of 1970, is the time period where we're at, and all of these albums, doing them in chronological order as we are, tend to tell a little bit of a story because you can relate them to the albums that came before. You get to understand what those artists were hearing and the things that may have influenced them and what makes the album that we are covering at this exact time innovative. So let's get to what we're going to be covering right now. This is one of the albums that comes from our top 500 of the top 40 list. As I said, from October of 1970, it went to number 5, which is why it's part of the top 40 list. And it is an album that was the third album for this artist, but in America, it was the second release here. So almost everybody in America presumed that Tumbleweed Connection was Elton John's second album. Turns out it wasn't. There was an album called Empty Sky that was released in Great Britain that was not released here until 1975, after he was a huge star. And then they, of course, realized that if they released that album here, it would probably sell quite well. And it did. So that's the way that that unfolded. Now, after that, his first American album was titled quite simply Elton John, and that's the album that featured the perennial hit Your Song, which you can still hear daily on the radio anywhere in the world, really. And that brought a lot of attention to him as a new artist, and it helped that album to reach Billboard's top 5 album chart. It was a very good record, too. It's not on my list, but it came very, very close to being included on my list, that's for sure. And, you know, before this thing gets finalized, things change. So I'm still not sure about that. But we did go work past it in our chronological order. Now, Elton John and his management were caught by surprise by his instant success. And so they quickly had to go to work recording a follow-up. When they recorded that album, they thought they were recording a bunch of really well-made demos so that other artists would pick up on this Elton John, Bernie Taupin songwriting team, and they would record his songs. It just surprised everybody that Elton John became such a popular artist so quickly. So they've started the work on this album, Tumbleweed Connection, to get it released just 6 months after the debut, well, after the American debut album, the album called Elton John. Now, the album featured no hit single, Tumbleweed Connection, no hit singles on it at all, as you'll hear as we run through it. But yet, it still did repeat the chart success of its predecessor by going to number 5, and it definitely established the songwriting team of Elton John and Bernie Taupin as possible contenders for being the new Lennon-McCartney team. Unlike this team's previous efforts, the songs on Tumbleweed Connection strived to work as a thematic set based on their imagined idea of American culture, or mostly the West, Americans, you know, West culture. And the continuity and quality of the songwriting is really impressive on this record, but so was the band's musicianship. And You should also pay attention, as the songs go by, to the incredible production of Gus Dudgeon. He's the guy who really helped. I think he's got a lot to do with Elton John's early success, because he brings in anything to make the song work. String arrangements, steel guitar, harp, basically anything to set an appropriate mood. It's an album that defies time by sounding timeless. So this is a quality that has proven to be somewhat rare in Elton John's catalog of albums. A lot of his other albums tend to sound dated. I would say this one absolutely does not. So before we play the first song, I'd like to just set up one thing. I want to just go back to mentioning, say, the first British invasion. What was, in retrospect, at the time it was fun, it was awesome. I loved everything about the British invasion. It's a bit galling to me now when I look back at it to think that all of those bands were getting all of their inspiration from America, taking American songs, a lot of blues songs, a lot of R&B songs, but even just American pop songs, doing them with a British accent, and then having huge hits here in America by giving us back our own culture, our culture that we weren't really appreciating on our own. So it was, in a way, it was necessary. But that really is the gist of the first British invasion. What we have happening here in 1970, you could say, is the start of a second version of it with Elton John doing the exact same thing. Only this, well, I shouldn't say the exact same thing, almost the exact same thing. Because what he's doing now is he's coming to America for inspiration, but it's mostly because Ernie Taupin is writing impressionistic lyrics about American culture, not taking American songs per se. So it's sort of a more mature way of doing something similar to what the first British invasion was. And you could say in a lot of ways that Elton John, because of that, I don't think many people would have realized this, but Elton John is almost definitely one of the originators of Americana. Who else was doing it in 1970? He was an Americana artist, basing an entire album on music based on American culture. That's what Americana is, and it's a huge genre now. But here it is, Elton John beginning it in October 70 with this album, Tumbleweed Connection. You'll hear it on the opening track called Ballad of a Well-Known Gun on 90.3 WHPC. Thank you. can hear the obsession already with, like, the American, I guess, Southwest on that song. Lots of, like, guns come up a lot in the lyrics, which, again, think about it. If you're British and you're going to talk about American culture, that's...
It's the Wild Wild West, especially to the British.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a good place to start. You start with, you know, the American gun culture is something that probably frightens everybody else, even more than it, you know, than it might frighten a certain percentage of Americans. But it's obviously a huge part of our culture, so it only makes sense that it's being mentioned there. But you can also tell that it's a step back in time. There's references to the Pinkertons and reading the Stagecoach Times and things like that. So that sets the mood for this album called Tumbleweed Connection. And, of course, the title of the album does a perfect job of spelling out what the album's intent is. Some of the songs are less literal in that regard than others. This is one of them. This doesn't necessarily convey a theme that is exclusively American or part of the Wild West culture, but it is nonetheless an interesting track on the album. It's called Come Down in Time. Just before I play it, I forgot to mention something. I wanted to mention that on Ballad of a Well-Known Gun, the background singers happen to be Madeline Bell and that's Dusty Springfield as well.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool because this is... I said an early Elton John. He was just beginning to, like, you know, find his way. He was even though the albums were selling great, he hadn't really toured in America, and that would be featured on his next album, which was called 11-17-70, which was the date, November 17th, 1970, when he came to a New York radio station studio, and he played in front of about 50 people, and they recorded that show, and it's a killer. It's a sweatbox of a performance on that album. And a lot of that basically comes from the first, well, what I keep saying, the American first album, Elton John, and this album, Tumbleweed Connection. Anyway, then as I was saying, the next track is called Come Down in Time on 90.3 WHPC.
Quiet silent seconds I turned off the light switch and I came down to meet you in the half light the moon left while a cluster of nightjars sang some songs out of tune. A mantle of bright light shone down from a roof. Come down in time, I still hear her say, so clear in my ear, like it was today. Come down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time. Should have heard her as yet, but a true love like hers is a hard love to get. And I walk most all the way, and I ain't heard her call, and I'm getting to thinking if she's coming at all. Come down in time, I still hear her sing, so clear in my ear, like it was today. Come down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time and I'll There are women, women, and some hold you tight while some leave you counting the stars in the night.
I was talking about the work of Gus Dudgeon, and you hear it on that track, you know, exactly what I'm talking about. There's strings, there's harp. There's an oboe and horns. And he brings in a lot to enrich the arrangement.
A lot of texture.
As I said, no singles on this album, but that wouldn't be true if you lived in New Zealand. This next track was released as a single, but only in New Zealand. That didn't stop it from becoming a huge popular number on FM radio and remains that way now. Eventually covered by Rod Stewart within the year. He recorded his version almost immediately on at the same time as Elton John had this one coming out. I'm sure you'll recognize it. It's called Country Comfort on 90.3 WHPC.
Soon the pines will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw Grandma yesterday down at the store. Well, she's really going fine for 84. Well, she asked me if sometime I'd fix her barn. Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm. Done.
said you'll pay me $20 before you leave my phone. Bamboozle saw a hook. Would you replace Joseph's hand? He said, I'm calling you down, my brother. Let's discuss this man to man. There's no good, you're getting angry. We must try to act our age. You're pursuing your
song that doesn't have gun in the title, but it's a song about two guys basically confronting each other, and they both end up getting killed.
Oopsie.
By a gun. So, we're playing our way through the album, Tumbleweed Connection. I consider it to be the first true classic album released by Elton John. His second album here in America, third overall, if you count the first album the first album that he released in Great Britain. And it's an album, as you can see, which is basically revolves around the culture of the American West. Here's yet another song that fills that theme. This is a song about a soldier whose father had been killed during the Civil War, who takes up his father's gun in order to fight for him for the South to win so that he can feel as though his father's death had served a purpose. The song, as I said, is called My Father's Gun on 90.3 WHPC.
From this day on, I own my father's gun. We dug a shallow grave beneath the sun. I laid his broken body down below the southern land. It wouldn't do to bury him where any Yankee stands. I take my horse and I ride the northern plain to wear the color of the grays and join the fight again. Why not rest until I know the cause is fallen and won? From this day on until I die, where my father's gone. I like to know where the riverboat sails tonight, to New Orleans while that's just fine, alright. Cause there's fighting there and my company needs men. So slip us a rope, sail on round the bend. As soon as this is over, we'll go home to plant the seeds of justice in our bones, to watch the children growing, see the women sewing. There'll be laughter when the bells of freedom ring. I'd like to know where the riverboat sails tonight, to New Orleans, well, that's just fine, alright. Cause there's fighting there, slip us
Father's Gun. The last track on side one, so we'll take a second here to flip the album over, as we need to if we're playing the 12-inch vinyl version of the album. And the first song on the other side is yet another soldier song, this time a dead soldier, wondering what's going to happen to him. Which way is he going to go now that he's dead? Which is stated in the song's title, Where To Now, St. Peter, on 90.3 WHPC.
Floated like a leaf. words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way. Now it's really up to you. Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame we must burn. Freedom the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen?
That track is called Love Song. It's the only song on the album not written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. It's written by a woman named Leslie Duncan. She was a British singer-songwriter who never quite got famous. Apparently, it was due to a bout of stage fright that she had. She wasn't too interested in having to perform. All right, moving on. This next track is actually the first time that Elton John is playing with his bass player Dee Murray and drummer Nigel Olsen on a recorded song. It's also was a song that was featured as the opening track of the movie Dog Day Afternoon, if you've ever seen that. It's called Amarina on 90.3 WHPC.
My lady, Almarina's in a cornfield, riding in the daybreak, living like a lusty plow, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, oh, like a puppet child. Out the cattle town, and she's falling.
fit to burst upon each other. I can see you sitting eating apples in the evening, the fruit juice flowing slowly, slowly, slowly down the bronze of your body, living like a lusty fly, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, whoa, like a puppet child. Other. Oh, if only I could nestle in the cradle of your cabin, my arms around your shoulder, whoa, the windows wide and open, while the swallow and the sycamore, whoa, are playing in the valley. Oh, I miss ya.
Why, hello, say, can I buy you another glass of beer? Well, thanks a lot, that's kind of you. It's nice to know you care. These days there's so much going on. No one seems to want to know. I may be just an old soldier to some, but I know how it feels to grow old. Yeah, that's right. You can see me here most every night. You always see me staring at the wall. walls and at the lights. Funny, I remember, oh, it's years ago, I'd say. I'd stand at that bar with my friends who've passed away and drink three times the beer that I can drink today. Yes, I know how it feels to grow old. I know what they're saying, son, that goes on my jogging. Well, I may be mad at that, I've seen enough to make a man go out his brains. Well, they know what it's like to have a graveyard as a friend, 'cause that's where they are born, all of them. Don't seem likely I'll get friends like that again, yeah. Well, it's time I moved off, but it's been great just listening to you. And I might even see you next time I'm passing through. You're right, there's so much going on. No one seems to wanna know. So keep well, old friend, and have another drink on me. Just ignore all the others. You got your memory. You got your memory.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this hour. If you're not familiar with the album Tumbleweed Connection, I hope that it made an impression. There's one song left, and I think it's one of the most interesting songs that Elton John and Bernie Taupin have ever written. The lyrics and the music are pretty astounding on this track that ends the album Tumbleweed Connection. It's called Burn Down the Mission on 90.3 WHPC. Take care, everyone. See you next week.
Tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did he say he'd come to call on me for things are getting desperate in our home, living in the parish of the restless folks I know. We put
this show